Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Paris, France. French President Macron calls for a stronger European Union with a military, a precursor to the revived Roman Empire. That's the headline. Dr. Rob Congdon will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
And the other main news story that we need to discuss in our conversation, Rob, has to be the President of France, Macron. Some of his ideas about the future for the European Union, which also included a military operation for the European Union. Now, we've been talking about a military for the European Union replacing NATO for a long time. Can Macron really set in place what we see as the coming empire from out of the European Union with his speech this week?
Well, his speech was significant. He is a rising star in the EU. France is trying to resume their place as one of the key leaders of the EU. He knows that an empire, a final reform Roman Empire, if you will, needs a military to enforce its rules within its own nations to overcome the sovereignty, if you will, of the individual nations and their military. So he wants a EU military to have that power. And that's what any great empire needs if it's going to deal with other countries outside of it. He is a strong globalist who is all for an empire and obviously would like to see France, the French leaders, as the key people in it.
Rob, the other 28 member states of the European Union, are they paying attention to Macron? Will they come along in his direction?
Well, the leaders certainly will because they like what he's saying. He's perfectly attuned to the goals of the EU, so they are very happy with his globalistic leanings. He is popular. He's a younger fellow, charismatic type leader. They're happy to see someone promoting that and someone who can counter the effect of the Eastern European members who are really pushing more and more for national sovereignty. And so, yes, they're happy to see him.
Dr. Rob Congdon with details on the French President Macron calling for a stronger European Union with a military operation. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The ancient Jewish prophet Daniel calls for a revived Roman Empire in the last days. That's Daniel chapter 2 and Daniel chapter 7. In Daniel 2, it's the 10 toes. In Daniel 7, the 10 horns. This revived Roman Empire will be a major force in the last days, a superpower. In today's world, the European Union is at least the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire. European Union leaders are calling for an empire with one powerful leader and a military operation. That can be found in Revelation chapter 17, verses 11 and 12. The stage is set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...